Hey, this is Jay Thomas, and I'm broadcasting from WOW Women of Wrestling, getting ready for Season 2, which is going to be a really fun time, because one of the things that's the real focus this season is the tag team division, and I'm here with Stephanie Slays and Keita Rush, and how are you guys doing?
Super good. Excited about tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, and you guys are got your eyes on the tag team titles.
Yes, definitely want that belt. We're working hard for it.
Yeah, so we're coming together as one as the Team Bully Busters. And we're just very focused and confident about our performance and hopefully that we do get the win this season.
And I think, you know, one of the things that I like is the bully buster idea, the anti-bullying thing. One of the coolest things that I saw last night, Keita, when you were coming to the ring, there's a little girl that, like, chased after you to give you a hug. That had to be, like, one of the coolest feelings.
It's the best feeling in the world because at the end of the day, after my experience with getting bullied and overcoming it and turning it into something positive, now every day I just want to be an inspiration and to know that there's little boys and little girls who just are bully busters, you know, by their own right because they're standing up to it. Them loving me, I mean, I think it's awesome to have a superhero that stands for something cool.
And you even have a cape.
I do, because I am a legit superhero.
Steffi, what do you have planned for season two?
Just, you know, I've been really focused and training so hard for this. Everyone who's seen season one, it wasn't my greatest season, so I'm making this my comeback season. I'm going to go full force on anyone that stands in front of me. I am no longer going to be the nice guy in the ring. I am officially the good guy, bad guy in the ring.
That should be pretty fun. So, you know, when it comes to, you were saying you had the you know, bullied experience. You know, can you share a little bit of that with us?
Yeah, totally. So my freshman year in high school, a group of girls just singled me out and made my life miserable. And it became borderline intolerable where I was suicidal and very depressed and just on a spiral downward because I felt like I had no one to talk to. On the home end, my family was going through a divorce and my mom was hit by a car. Oh, so I felt like I had no one to talk to. And that resulted with me in the hospital. Those girls broke my jaw. They broke my shoulder blade. Four of my ribs, my pancreas, and my liver were pretty much squished. I was on enzymes for 10 years to help digest my food. So that experience shut my life down, and I was suffering from PTSD for a very long time. Went through therapy, went through counseling, but still had a lot of the physical elements of PTSD. Like when people would stand close to me or if my back was to them, I would just start to hyperventilate and feel my anxiety heighten. And since I started with WOW Superheroes and in the training and in the bond with Stephanie and with all of the other superheroes, it's just become something where I definitely got rid of the residual PTSD that I have, and now I feel like I can take on the world and I literally have no fear. And since then, I've become a martial artist. I am a professional fighter, Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu, so putting all of those elements together, I think, makes me the complete superhero and makes it possible for me to share that with everyone. And that's why I started Team Bully Buster in Studio City, which is the gym for children to learn self-defense.
Well, it's so cool that you, I mean, it's just one of those things that you always hear the phrase, it gets better. You proved that.
Yeah, I totally feel like you can take any negative situation and turn it into something positive, because I did.
And is some of that positivity kind of rub off on you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Similar story to her, except I was getting bullied because I grew up without a father. And in Texas, that was not acceptable, apparently. So they're very strict in the way how people are, just very rude out there. Definitely many years through middle school, high school, bullied, suffer severe depression where I actually attempt multiple times to hurt myself and attempt suicide, which I'm not proud of, but at this moment I am open about talking about it because I want to share my story with other young girls who are going through this and young boys who are going through the same situation as me. It's not okay to be bullied at any age, especially when you're vulnerable. Right. As a teenager, you're not really understanding anything what's going on. You're barely understanding the world and why is this happening to you? And that's what I had to struggle with for so many years. And I did many years of therapy. I was always monitored by my parents or my mom and family members, you know, just being on medication, suppressed depression pills and all that stuff. But you, definitely when I came to WOW, I found myself and I no longer had a fear of of bullying, and I no longer have the need to feel sad or to prove myself to others that I can be somebody. So I just fell completely in love with myself, and that was all with the help of WOW and getting in the ring and just wrestling. Just made me a better person in life. So I'm very grateful for that.
So what brought you guys to WOW? What made you think, you know, wrestling is kind of the thing that's going to make this all better?
For me, it was Sophia Lopez, the attorney. She's actually really good friends with my mom, and she knew about my depression. She knew that I had just attempted suicide that landed me in the hospital, wheelchair, and crutches for almost a whole year. When I was recovering, I was told I needed to join a physical sport, and Sophia found WOW for me. She was the one that told me, you need to try out WOW and see, because it's nothing but girls. You need that sisterhood. And it's also physical, so it might be good for you. And I did. And since day one, I fell in love. And that's actually where I met Keita in training.
Yeah, so my story is a little bit different. I actually, I'm an actor, and my agent sent me on an audition for what I thought was that show Heroes. And when I walked in, it wasn't. It was WOW Superheroes. And I saw girls wrestling in the ring, and I was like, oh hell no, because I still had so much physical still PTSD, yeah. Right, so I literally had my hand on the doorknob, and David McLean walks over to me, and he's like, oh, where are you going? I didn't see your audition yet. And I said, oh, I'm totally at the wrong place. I called my agent. I was like, what is this? This is pro wrestling. Like, why would you send me on this? I'm going to die. And so he was like, yeah, leave. So David said to me, well, it's 5 p.m. on a Friday. You might as well stay. We're in L.A. And I was like, you know what? Very valid point. So I stayed, and I watched. And I watched all the girls beat each other up, and suplexes, and all drop kicks, and body slams. And I was like, no, this is nothing I could ever do. Like, I would die in there. And I saw Lana Starr get in the ring. And Lana Starr is skinny, like thin. And she picked up someone probably that outweighed her by a lot. And I picked her up and slammed her. And I was like, how the hell did she do that? And I wanted to know every part of it. So she inspired me. That inspired me. So I took the waiver home. I talked to my parents about it, and I was like, you know, what do you guys think? And my dad actually suggested that this might be very therapeutic for me, and help me overcome the challenges that I was still facing. So I was like, let's do it. So I did, and I made the cut out, I think, 200 girls. They kept 18, and Stephanie and I were two of the girls. And since we had the common bond of getting bullied, we are the Bully Busters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Season 2 rolls around, you're going for those tag titles.
Absolutely, we want those belts.
Yes, definitely.
Alright, well, good luck to both of you, and I think your positive message is amazing. I mean, it's really great, and I'm glad that you guys are able to overcome all that.
Yeah, same here. You know, like, I think it's very important to share that message and let people know that when stuff's hard, keep going. You can get through it.